Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and good evening, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show, you can find us on Diva of Dual on Twitter, and Diva Days on Facebook, and also we're on iTunes. And joining us tonight is Carrie. We have Carrie and Anna. Carrie, Anna, and Marianne. No figure. Finally. The gang, the old gang is back. How's everyone?
On old.
Yes. So I just want to say,
Speaking of which, Mama Hoos had a birthday yesterday. She turned 29. So we all want to congratulate her for looking an awesome 29. And I hope you had a great day.
Yes, it was nice. Had a great day,
Duke had to die on your birthday, but other than that.
That's what everyone was saying. They said, Mama, why did Duke had to die on your birthday? Couldn't you save him? Or, too bad he had to die on your birthday. I said, I guess the magic didn't work. So, but for all the Duke fans out there, I'm thinking we're all hoping there's more to the story than
Be more to the story.
Yeah, we don't say he's... he's really working undercover,
That's what I'm thinking.
Somewhere.
I'm thinking that Anna's in on it.
Anna's in on it, Maybe Sloan and to keep him safe from the mob, because he wants to leave.
So that better be the story.
So what's your, your Twitter handle?
Sure, it's at Carvey Hooch.
Mm-hmm. Carrie is Diva of Dual,
Diva of Dual, and I'm going to thank. I think it was Anna who posted this on Twitter the other day. We want to congratulate the Hapkas on their anniversary.
Same day as my birthday.
Their anniversary is the same day as your birthday on the 8th.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I got birthday wishes from them too. So
aww. Yeah, if you wanted to tweet a happy anniversary to Hapka, it's at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka.
Maybe they'll call in and say happy birthday. I don't know. If they're out there, come on. Maybe they can sing happy birthday to me.
And Rosa the Briar is out there somewhere, too. So at Rosa the Briar, she's been busy on the West Coast. Her West Coast life doesn't jibe with the Diva schedule, but we hope maybe we'll see her around this summer. So we missed last week. The week, the week before last.
There wasn't a show last week, right? I wasn't around. I wasn't here, so wasn't paying attention.
So
I don't know if I can remember what happened then.
Go ahead. So, Carrie, you might summarize, because I honestly didn't see much of the week before last. I know Kristen died.
You want to start with the Kristen story?
There was a lot going on the week before last.
Marlena accidentally pushed Kristen through a window and down to a bay, I guess it was. Probably was never found.
It was like 500 feet. To a cliff or something.
So basically, she died, but the "died" is in quotes.
Yes, the "died" in quotes.
There's no body.
Died.
So how that goes.
Even the script writer is putting Kristen's death in quotes on Twitter. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Melissa Salmons puts Kristen's death in quotes that week. So Teresa and Brady reunited with their baby. What else happened? I can't even really. But it was a nice little fake out. You didn't you thought Merlina was going to San Francisco to bring John back. And instead it was actually Justin. Yeah, sort of. Justin, for some reason, was the one who showed up in San Francisco. So, and Merlina is the one who ended up in Italy because I guess Will gave her. He thought, for some reason, Will thought Paul was in Italy, and turns out with John, and it turns out it was Kristen's address that was written down.
Hmm.
Yeah, Marlena picked up the address that had Kristen's address on it, Victor's. Mm-hmm. So that's how she ended
up there. And she thought, which didn't make any sense because I thought Hope told Marlena that John was in San Francisco. And that's how Marlena found out that he left. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe she just found out he left town. I don't know. But what else was there? Yeah, so Will's faking, trying to get over Paul, but he's not doing it. He's just letting Sonny think that.
Yeah. One minute you think he's being, you know, he's changing his tune and he's, you know, trying to really work it out with Paul, and then no, he's still scheming.
Yeah, one minute you think Will's being mature, and then you realize, no, he just turned into his mom.
Right. And they've even talked about that. I think, was it Roman? Roman and Carolyn? Actually.
Yeah.
I think we actually saw Roman and Carolyn talking about Will.
Yeah.
And about how he's becoming more like Sammy, but not in
Sammy
a good
Junior.
Way. If there is a good way, but that's what Carolyn said. But not in a good way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing was Chad confessed he still has feelings for Abby. I think that was pretty much it for that week. But it was a good week, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the new Chad a lot, and I think they could be really interesting together.
Mhm. I mean, what Chad said to Abby, I mean, everything he said was a total panty dropper. I mean, it was. I don't know how she could, you know, not be impressed. I mean, he really was turning on the charm and being sincere. The script, though, was what he was saying to her was just amazing.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't, if you didn't see it, you have to really see it. I mean,
I'll have to go back and watch that book.
His confession of love was really romantic. And
oh,
sexy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, they are a lot more interesting than Abby and Ben, I would say. So
Ben's still on the show though. He's tweeting from the set. He's still there.
Still there. Well, okay. So there you go. He's still there. So that takes you what into like October, something at least that he's still.
Mm-hmm.
He's still there now. Are they like 5 months ahead? Still about that? 5 months? 5-6 months?
Mm. Yeah, provided they're in October.
Yep. Yeah. And do you want to talk about Kate? She was on Scheming Away again.
Let's
kind of,
see.
Sort of.
Well, I mean, we know Kate got the... Well, I don't... Honestly, I've seen such sporadic stuff. I mean, I know this week... let's see. This week she had some scenes with Clyde, and she went over and tried to talk Will out of doing the article about Clyde. And right? Yeah. Yeah, she went over... That was this week.
Right, but, you know, and of course Clyde has warned him, too.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, and we learned that Lucas got booted out of his mom's condo when she left the mansion, so he had to get a hotel room, I guess. So that was convenient for Adrian to come by and visit.
Mm-hmm. That's and the big news with Lucas, did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Who asked him to work? Who he's going to go to work for?
No.
No. Yeah. Chad and the Demiras, so he can get back at his mom. They want him to take over Rom Countess W. Because he's worked there before. Because you know Kate had that under the Demiras.
That's
of course,
right.
Then she got booted out. So now Chad came out. Chad had called Lucas and wanted to talk to him, and you don't know who Lucas was talking to. But then he comes in and he goes, well, what did you want me for? And here they pan over and it's Chad, and then he gives them the proposition of working for the Demiras now. And he says, wouldn't that be sweet revenge on your mother for what she did to you?
Oh.
So, so there you go. So I don't know. I think Lucas is going to do it. So
So Lucas goes head to head with her against, and she's at Mad World again, right?
And she's at Mad World with Victor, yes.
Yeah.
So they would be going against each other. So that should be interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love seeing Lucas on the show. Oh, I just love him. I like the Lucas and Adrian thing, too. I really like that.
Oh, yeah. And Justin walked in on them, opened the door, and, you know, got there. And then, yeah.
That's awkward.
Very awkward.
Very awkward, yeah. And actually, Justin didn't get that upset. For, you know, he didn't really get that upset, really. He was like, well, okay. Let's go home and talk. So him and Adrian got into it, you know, over arguing and stuff. And
Judy Evans is on contract. Well, like her's on contract. Mary Beth Evans is on contract. But do we know about Brian Dottillo yet? Is he on contract yet?
I haven't heard.
I haven't heard. I don't know. I don't know. You think they'll probably eventually, the thing is Lucas will probably, Kate will probably be right, and Lucas will get hurt again. And Justin, Adrian will go back to Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, is what I'm thinking.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that interesting that he's leaving GH, and, you know, I heard he got a, you know, he told them over there that Days offered them a contract, and I guess they didn't want him bad enough and let him go. So he's at Days now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because he was good on both. So I just hope Days does him justice, because he was really good. I really enjoyed him in Ned one. And I really liked him and Olivia getting together. So
yeah, a lot of people,
I was hoping for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now everyone knows, now Julian knows that the baby's his and not Ned. So I guess that's out in the open. So
whose baby is it really?
Julian's.
Ned? Oh.
No. Julian Jerome is yeah.
Mm.
But Ned was, you know, trying to say it was his.
Oh.
But it happened, you know, how in soaps they talked, you know, they're talking and around the corner stands somebody that overhears all the time.
Yeah.
So, that's how it came out.
Yeah, like how often, you know, in your life,
or
like,
they talk
how often do you find yourself lurking? It happens a lot on the soap.
Oh, everyone lurks,
like,
on soap. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. It's like, you know, how often do you find in real life that you do that? You know, very rarely. So
And they always find out the big secret that they can blackmail or hold something over somebody to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
isn't it funny how times can change as much as they have, you know, nowadays, and yet that's still like a staple. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, sorry, I keep mixing the two shows. But anyway, yeah. I mean, I just hope that they do. I hope they do Wally justice, since he's you know, given up the GH thing for now. I hope they actually give him a good storyline, and you know, but it's worth it, you know. And then, you know, who knows? I guess he could always go back as Ned in the future, maybe.
Oh yeah, they you know, there's so many
of
them that go back and forth.
Yeah,
I kind of do in a way. I guess maybe it's just because of he just had more to do when he was Justin on Days. Except when he was with EJ, remember they had that good storyline with him and EJ kind of working together. That was good. It's just how they write for him and how they use him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and he did a really great thing on coming back to GH. They had the big nurses' ball. And he did his crazy little thing called Love. He sang Wally Kurth. Oh, that was so good. Yeah. And he's a good performer, good singer. And that was a good, nice little 3 days with the nurse's ball and the different performances. That was fun. But I'd like to see more of that maybe on Days. They don't do anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, the show pays the talents. And they have a lot of good singers on there. And talented.
Yeah, they have a hospital too. They could always do like an event or something, but like they
an
did,
event.
The fundraiser day this year was around the baseball player, you know. But they could do like they've done charity. You know, they've done it like they did that charity event last year with when Hayden were first starting to get together and stuff. But like, yeah, they don't really capitalize on the talents of the. Let's see. The last time we really got to see the talents of some of the people was when they were doing the striptease at the. And the men were doing the strip tease at the
Yeah, they did that on GH too with Magic Mike. They did that on GH too. They all got down to their little underwear and spelled out the nurses' ball on their butt. The 2015 nurses' ball. Yeah, they turned around. Yeah, they had all the, of course, they had all the buff guys, you know, the good looking buff guys on there, which most of them are anyway. So yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. So I don't know. I just I hope this 50th. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the 50th anniversary Soap Opera Digest edition that's out? It's a full it's a full size magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it. It's been out for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's If anybody, I'd recommend it. It's very good. It's a lot of good interviews.
Good. Somebody just sent me a.
It's very good.
Text of it.
Okay. Yeah. So if you can get it, it's. A lot of good pictures, a lot of good interviews from over the years.
Oh, good.
Soap Opera Digest did good. And I think Days is going to have a 50. You know how they had a 45th anniversary book? I think they're going to have a 50th anniversary book, too.
Oh, that'd
be
cool.
So that'll be coming out. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's good. Yeah. So what else on the show? About Aiden. Aiden and Hope are kind of at odds now because Aiden represents Clyde. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're always getting kind of arguments about that because I think Hope and Roman are trying to go after Clyde to bring him down. So, and we saw Doug and Julie. Did you get to see Doug and Julie?
I didn't get to see them.
Yeah. They were on. Oh, they were on Lovey Dovey. And Doug was singing a little bit. He was singing a song.
I haven't seen Doug in a while.
Yeah. So he was. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you what. Bill Hayes looks good. He looks fantastic. Mm.
I love them.
So does Susan. Worth it. She looks good.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They are. And they were talking about their cruising and how they love cruising because they're alone together in their cabin. And they started kissing. It was just like the old dog. Oh, look at them two. Go. So that was nice
to
see.
Aww.
Yeah, that was cute. It was nice to see them. And did anybody, I had been talking to Angela. Did anybody hear if they're going to sore ass the kids, like Sierra and all them? Because of Joey.
That's
going to be the point.
Sierra, Chase, Joey, Theo. Who am I missing?
If they do them, they'll have to do Sierra then. Which,
yes.
They're losing a good little actress there.
But Luna Bowles just tweeted she was on the set, though, recently. Or Instagram, but she was on the set. So, I don't know.
I hope they don't sore at her. She's so adorable. She's just such a. She is such the perfect casted. I mean, they did perfect casting for her. She is so believable as Bonehead's child, and she's so just perfect. And she plays the bad seed angle so well. It's unbelievable. I mean, oh my gosh, she is so good at being a wicked little brat sometimes.
Oh yeah.
She's really good. I would just be heartbroken if she left. I thought it was going to kill me when Johnny and I guess Allie. I don't know. We haven't seen Allie in a long time. Johnny, Allie, and
Allie hasn't been around for a long time. So maybe she'll be in her 20s by the next time we see her. Or a teenager.
Yeah, I kind of have a feeling. They would sore ask her, but she. Those twins are adorable. They really are. The Allie twins are really cute, too, so I don't know. But I could see them sore-assing her when, you know, I wonder if when they come, because isn't Allie Sweeney coming back for the 50th? So I wonder when she comes
I think she's there now.
She's filming. Yeah, she's filming.
And so is
pictures of.
So Stephen Nichols, I think, is there now.
Yeah.
See him. And I don't know if Peter, I think Peter Recko is now. I'm not sure, but I know. Stephen Nichols put something out there that he was.
I hope they let Patch be funny because I still think that all the writing during the time that Tony and Anna were reunited in 2007, they were so funny. Oh my, and Bart. Oh my gosh,
Bart.
I wish they would bring
Tony
him
or
back
Andre or whoever he was at that time.
Yeah,
Stephen Nichols. Yeah, just the look that he would give, you know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! And then Stephen Nichols playing Stefano. He was, oh my gosh, they were. Oh, it was funny. I when they really let him go, he's really funny. So yeah, I haven't heard a whole lot about Kate's storyline. So I hope that there's something in there for Kate too, because she's been in Salem for 20 plus years. Well, so, she better have something to do with the 50th.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you would think. Of course, when you think that you're sure that they will, you know, Days pulls a,
yeah.
Don't know. But I see where Stefano now, with his Soap Opera Digest, is going to go after Marlena again because he blamed her for Kristen's death and he's going to kidnap her. Yeah.
So,
go through all that again, I guess. I don't know. Probably had John rescue her again. I'm sure that
we'll
get back, or John somehow get back together again. So, I don't know. So anybody hear about how long Clyde's? Is Clyde supposed to stay, or is he supposed to go? Or
I think he's still taping.
He's still taping? Okay, so he's still there.
I think so. What do you think? Well, so what's Victor up to? Because he's keeping stuff for Maggie. He's got Xander running around doing stuff. What's going on there? Because I've missed...
Well, he wants Clyde to think that he's kind of back down because of the whole Sunny thing and everything, and then he's like laying low, and he's not into it anymore. But yeah, he's scheming, and I think maybe he's kind of scheming with Stefano too. I don't know, kind of think. And he's brought Xander in to kind of be his like henchman. But Xander's very jealous of Brady and Daniel because he thinks that, you know, Victor treats him differently. So I don't know. There's gonna he might be causing some trouble. Of course, now that's another whole story there with Xander and
Nicole,
Serena and all that.
I saw where she was going to act in front of Xander to Daniel. Daniel's trying to make it up to her, and she's finally like, no, I've had enough. And because she sees Xander standing there, and she's trying to figure out what Serena's doing.
Right. She's trying. She knows there's, because she overheard, of course, she's lurking in the background. She overheard Serena on the phone talking to Xander, and she knew those two were up to something and that they had been in trouble, you know, causing trouble, and she was trying, that's why she's trying to get close to Xander so she can figure out what's going on. So that's why, although she really does want to get back with Daniel. So, and then there were some scenes with Daniel and Jennifer too. So I don't know if they're going to go that way there or not, you know, with the whole JJ thing. And there, that's another thing. JJ and Eve. Now Eve went after Cole to plant drugs in JJ's backpack, which he already did, and then he called Roman and gave him a tip that JJ is, you know, has drugs. So that's how it ended on Friday. So I know I'm ready for that stupid thing to be over with. I mean, it's kind of like with Eve, and she's with the young crowd scheming with like a 20-year-old. That's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw any of those parts, but that's what's going on with that story.
Okay. And Paige still doesn't know about those two?
Who?
She still doesn't know about Eve and JJ?
Oh, Paige? No. Oh, no. Okay. No, she still doesn't know. Oh, and then now she wants to go to Stanford, and JJ got accepted at San Jose State in California. So they told Jennifer that they were going to go out in California together.
Oh, boy.
Now what that means, I don't know. I'm sure Paige is going to find out before they leave for California.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think JJ is going anywhere. I don't know if Paige is going anywhere, but I don't think JJ is going anywhere. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's it going to end? I haven't seen the end yet. Where's the end spoilers? I mean, this better be freaking good.
What's that?
When Paige finds out that, True O'Brien gave an interview saying Paige is going to take a turn on the dark side when she finds out.
That's probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see that probably happening. But no, I haven't heard any spoilers or like how it happens or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Looks like we have a caller. Let's bring.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll bring. Be Kenneth, I'm not sure. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Kenneth. How are you?
Hey. I'm back, girls. I'm back.
He's back.
Oh, my God. I am so happy and so elated to be talking to my girls. Tell you something, this month so far has been so jam-packed. Okay, so I've been doing rehearsals for Dream Girls and my movie, The 89th Key, was screened. Found out that it won't be released until after summer. And so I'm busy doing other stuff, and I'm working on some music that I know I've been working on for a while, but I really have. And it's all coming together. But I've had the opportunity to catch up on my days, and I don't really know what to really think right now. The show is you can tell the show is in that transition stage. So I'm kind of interested to know who's gonna be staying and we know who's going so far, but from the interviews, from the Emmys and all that stuff, you know, I often sometimes hear certain actors and certain artists, certain actors saying, well, you know, we can't say exactly who's going and who's staying and whatever else and blah, 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 blah. So I wonder if there are more people that are scheduled to go and some that are coming. I know they just cast this fitness guy, fitness/actor guy, who is is easy on the eye. You know how I am. But anyway, I'm still partial to Vargas. But anyway, I'm still campaigning for him.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna get him back.
I was just about to go there, and I thought, no, I can't do that, Kenneth.
No, that's
and you
all right.
There anyway.
I did it for myself. I had to toot my own horn, but no, it's just interesting. A lot of people said they were surprised. I mean, that Days won, but I have to look. I look back when the episodes that they submitted for the daytime, well, best daytime talk show, that was around the time when the show was really good, when EJ
right.
had died.
That's
and all
what
that
I
stuff.
Heard
I said, well,
too.
I'm like, so why was it a surprise? I don't understand. But anyway, did you guys hear of the interview with Ray? I mean, with Galen Gehring, and he says, you know, the energy is just totally different than it was last time. You know, they say you actually have the writers and the producers; they're actually there on set. So, you know, it's not something just like, okay, well, here's your script, and here's the film crew. No, it's like it's a total like collaborative effort type of thing. But no new news, huh?
No new news. I don't know.
Did they, are they going to, do we know for sure if Kristen's dead?
Well, no, there's no body, so, you know, she'll, which it leaves it open for her to return anytime.
Well, okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
They did the same
thing. No one ever dies on soaps. You know that.
Yeah.
So she's gone for a while now, but
I wish they would. I really wish that they would bring Lord have mercy. I'm drawing a blank yet again. You know, somebody else. We need another villain besides the demands because Stefano's dying out. I mean, they're going to kidnap Marlena this upcoming week.
We do need another villain. We do.
I mean,
better, you know.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with Stefano's supposed brother. I mean, Ian. I really liked him. I don't know. Maybe they'll bring him back to Jay's,
and maybe with different writers.
Okay.
And Tails.
We lose you, Carrie.
I'm back. Yeah, Andrew. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Got you back on. Sorry.
Maybe they bring him back since he's no longer on GH.
That would be really cool. I mean, the problem with the last time was the writers and NBC were just, I think they were battling for story and stuff like that, and his character got caught in the crossfire, but it would be nice if they brought him back and really went all the way with the whole Demira angle and all that.
Oh, yeah. They need another Demira on there. It's the perfect time. You know.
And of course, we know the other Demira that needs to come back as well. Tony Demira needs
right.
to come back, for sure.
Right. Yes. The more Demiras, the better. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Tony,
you can never
Tony
have
and,
too many Demiras. I think
no,
Tony
and
Andre.
I'll take
mm-hmm.
them both back, you know, plus
Me
Anna.
Too.
There. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have they given... Is there... I cannot talk. Is there an interview out there somewhere that gives us a sneak peek of what's to come?
Didn't they have something like what was supposed to happen in the summer? I don't know if I think we discussed that. But I can't remember what's going on. Do you remember anything, Anna? I don't know.
I didn't read it, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
there was something out there. You know how they give the different storylines. I really don't know what's coming up. It'll be a surprise, I guess.
But Kim, you are right. It's clearly a transition period right now.
Yeah, because we are into the new writers now. So, but we guess we
oh,
won't
really?
Be seeing
are
them
we
though.
Seeing
for,
what,
right?
Are we,
no, we're not
are
seeing
we
them
seeing
yet.
The new writers? No, huh?
No. But they're writing for. So they're doing
right,
the stories
right.
now. You know, with like
right.
Stephen Nichols being back, with Ellie Sweeney being
mm-hmm.
back. You know, they're starting to do their stories
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, then from what I understand, I think they took over and started writing in March, April, something like that. I mean, June, July, August, September. I'm thinking maybe by September, August maybe.
Okay.
August at the earliest, we'll start seeing their stuff.
So that's the question that I have. When we talk about transition, when someone says, okay, we're going to make a writing change, and they're going to start writing on this day. So, for instance, the first time we see their writing, is that the first day they actually started writing?
I would think so, but I'm not sure.
Well, the reason why I say because it's kind of a real quick turnaround. I mean, because you know, it makes me wonder, you know, if they actually give them any time, if they give them any time to actually write some type of transitional things, because it's just such a quick turnaround. Because when they let them let the old writers go. Here comes an announcement saying, okay, the new writers start writing for the show on Monday. And so I'm wondering if when they made the announcement, if they had already knew before then. Because it's such, if you notice, it's such a real quick turnaround. It's such a real quick turnaround, so.
Yeah.
I just thought of.
I don't know.
But that's all that I that I had tonight. So I'm going to end my part of the conversation tonight a little early. I do miss you guys so much. I love you guys. I promise this. I will promise that I will try to be more involved in Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff this upcoming week. And happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers. I'm telling you, this world would not be what it is without having the ladies running things. So, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Have a wonderful
good luck.
Night.
You take care.
Good
luck. Call.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was sweet. That was very true, too. So happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Good things happening with them. For him, I mean.
So. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for him. That's great.
Yeah. So, let's see. What else is going on?
I was in your chat room that Cordace is something really big we can have on Labor Day. So,
What about Labor Day?
Predicted
something that was going to happen on Labor Day.
Carrie, your phone is kind of fading out.
So the exciting stuff's going to happen on Labor Day.
Okay.
Well, still a long way to wait.
Yeah.
Some of the stories are getting a little better, you know. That whole, we got to get
well,
rid
I'm
of the whole
that...
Serena thing, you know. That, you know, that's
oh, yeah.
going to end.
Oh,
Paige and JJ
yeah, and
stuff's got to come to this whole Eve thing's got to end. I think Patsy Pete is coming back too soon, probably with Teresa having the baby now. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, that. I mean, I haven't seen some of that yet, but I had heard that it was pretty good. So at least some of that has come full circle.
Stuff, you know. Yeah, that.
At least some of it. You know, I hate to say because I've never been a fan of Kristen, but. I was actually glad when she came back, even if it was only for 10 episodes or whatever, just because it kind of advanced the story a little bit. And
the Demirers always stir things up. That's why they need
of course, order. They're the classic stirrers.
I'm telling you, they need to bring them in. Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Stirs
we
it up.
More. We need more stirring.
Stirring. Stirring. Stirring, yeah.
So take that however you want it.
Yes. Because Stefano's behind the scenes, you know, pulling the strings, but still, you know. And Chad, he's just learning, so.
Yep. If I were Chad, I'd be looking over
Stefano
my
doesn't have
thing.
Too many children left. What do you have, Chad?
Say,
that's it.
I'm just saying, if I were Chad, I'd be looking over both my shoulders and going,
really?
Another one bites the dust. I don't know.
Every one of
his mirror is not the safest job in the world.
Well, they're all dead now, I guess. But we never know what happened to Peter, right? We just he's out there. He's not dead. We
don't
know
what happened to him. But then, like Benji, remember Benji got Benji is
Benji
Stefano killed Benji or somebody killed
Benji.
I think Stefano killed
Benji. Yeah, Benji killed Benji. Megan and Renee and so.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really not an EJ.
EJ Tony,
and
EJ.
Tony, Andre. So, you know.
Unless a new one popped up somewhere.
Fortunately, they take after the Phoenix, and some of them do rise again occasionally.
So then some of them rise again.
We can hope
that
we can hope some of our favorites do, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm trying to think what other stories are going on. I'm trying to. Oh, well, there's the Paul. The Paul thing with getting to know Dawn, right?
Paul's coming back to Salem to get to know John better, so
I
that's going to put him into
really
the funny film.
I really do like the guy who plays Paul. I've been really sick of some of their story, you know, but I really like him. I mean, he's very appealing, very in a lot of ways, but I really like him. He seems like a really neat guy, but
see,
in real
I like
life
him.
As well as.
But I don't like Xander. Do you like Xander?
Yeah, I've heard that he's already gone, right?
Good.
Because
somebody, you know, not even, he's not even that attractive. I'm sorry. I mean, at least not to my, it doesn't appeal to me at all. Even the body doesn't
appeal
to me.
Some people were kind of into him. But
really?
I don't know.
Monica's old hairstyle never. And he's, Paul Telfer, I guess that's his name. He's hilarious on Twitter. He liked what he did the show the other day, and it was funny. So I recommend following him on Twitter.
Yeah. You said he's fat. Yeah, your phone's kind of cut. Oh, yeah, he said he's funny on Twitter?
He's funny on Twitter.
Oh, the actor. Okay.
What's, what's his Twitter handle?
Oh, let me see if I can go find it. Let's see if I can find it. It's Paul, at Paul Telfer. PaulTelfer. Yeah. He's funny.
I hear there's another Aussie coming on too, playing a doctor named Finn.
Yeah.
He looks you know. Attractive.
Well, we know which Aussie we want to have come back.
Oh, of course, yes. Everybody, tweet the poor day in NBC. Bring him back.
Paul Telfer is not Aussie. He's actually Scottish.
Scottish. Okay.
He's Scottish. I
like the Scots too.
Aussie. Yeah. I never had a clue.
Well, looks like we have another caller. I think it's Angela. Bring her on. Okay, hold on. I think. Hello?
Hello? Hi there.
Oh, hi, Angela.
How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Okay. I was just listening. I heard them say that Xander is gone. I had read that too.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I was thinking about
that. Oh, that was quick.
Was
it supposed to be short? Or
I never understood that why he was there to begin with. I guess he was part of the Serena tale, so I don't know. I'm really not sure.
He confused me when he first came on.
Yeah,
I thought he was Justin
too,
and Adrian's son.
Right, and then I wish it had been because, like I said, I'm still hoping. They say, I read that there's a model, I guess the guy's about 36, that they have hired, and he's on Twitter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've already talked about him.
I saw his picture.
There was a lot of speculation that he's maybe Sean Douglas. I don't know.
Really?
That was what I read. Again, I have no idea if it's the case or not. I haven't even seen the picture, but I saw a couple of comments and stuff that people had said. But he's on Twitter, and then I had read on I guess it was just some type of comments from Jason47 trying to figure out when Peter Reckle and Stephen Nichols would first reappear on for days. And it sounded
like
mid-October, right?
Yeah, probably September, October, I think. I know they're filming now, so maybe November. I think they're at least five months ahead, so it's so confusing.
I think Jason47 said something about the first week that they started was like March something, like the middle or the latter part of March, which would put them on the air in October.
Well, that's like seven months.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Like I said, we really don't know too much about what they're doing for the 50th. I'm just kind of waiting to anticipate to see.
That's what I'm anxious to know. What are we doing for the 50th? It's probably, they'll give you a month notice or something like that. I don't know. I'm hoping they'll know before that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I hope they do bring some of the Kiriakis sons now that Wally Kurth and Judy Evans are both on contract. They've got those four sons, and they're all the perfect age, that they need, for it to have sort of a younger group, and at least in their middle to late twenties. So. I hope there really is an Alexander Kiriakis coming, but we'll guess we'll wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been in, I don't know if you've seen it, but I just happened to think of Victor when you were talking about that. He had some lines when Marlena showed up today. He said, thank God. He was like, he's showing concern for her, but he was just so happy with her because he says, you finally did something right, Marlena. You killed Kristen. and she gets all upset because Victor, it was an accident. You know, I didn't kill her. It was an accident. He said, well, you know, he was just so happy with Marlena because she killed Kristen. So, I mean, and it's just the way John Aniston delivers the line, and he's just like, just perfect. I mean, I think he's one of the best parts of the whole show, really. Is
He is.
His interaction with everybody. Yeah. He is.
I think everyone always looks forward to having him more and more, and we've been very fortunate especially out of the times that we've been experiencing with Days recently, or even not so recently in the last year, to have seen him as often as they could, more often than they have been. So I was really pleased that he's been, you know, on so much, because he is a highlight, and it's in fact we're not going to see a lot of you know, Joe Mescola because of, you know, different reasons, and he's going to be a little bit more limited on what he's going to be able to do on the show.
Yeah,
you know,
that was really the purpose,
I thought, when they created Victor back around 1985, because that was one of the times when Joe had left the show and gone to either, I don't know where he'd gone, but anyway, he had left, and then they brought Victor on then. And I've always felt like, you know, he was a good patriarch, but, you know, kind of an.
I don't think Joe can get around too good. You usually see him sitting down most of the time and not like really walking around or standing too much anymore. So,
Victor is a blessing. So I hope that continues. But that's funny that that's what he's thankful for Marlena, but. At this point, like I said,
he thought at first he was really concerned for her, and then he said that, and it's like, oh, Victor, he's
Yeah. Well, that's good too, and we need humor on the show. Intentional.
And basically,
he is the humor.
He is the for that dry humor, but he is the one that really kind of makes you laugh. Really, no one else really on there is the comedic, you know, relief like. Back in the days, you know, when you had Eugene and Calliope and you know, people like that.
Even Bart.
And Bart, yeah. Yeah, he'd be great to come back. I'd like to see Bart back, too. As part of the...
I think Bart's dead, too, though.
Yeah, Bart's dead, too. Yeah, almost the mirror. And Rolf, he was funny. And Vivian, I'd love to see Vivian Alamaine back.
I do, too. I just said that.
Yeah.
Louise Sorrell's really disappointed. And, well, she should have been.
And Yvonne.
They were treated her the last round, this sarcophagus.
They always
or whatever.
Treat their best actors the worst. I don't know why, but they do. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's excellent. I mean, she's kind of like a queen. I guess she's back in New York. And like I said, at least her comedy. And of course, a lot of people have said, I'm not coming back. And we said, they'll never come back, and you never know. So I guess that's the one thing about the show is you never know who might.
Yeah,
who
famous
might read.
Last words. You've heard those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What does everybody think now about the future for Teresa and Brady? What do you think is going to happen with all of that?
You can see, well, we know Melanie's leaving, so. That makes me think that Teresa and Brady, you know, they're going to get them together. I don't know. But Mel, today she was talking to Eve. You know, she's being real nice to Melanie and thanking her and all that. And Eve said, you know, you can drop the act around me. I know better than that. So I think Teresa, you think she's being redeemed, but she's really scheming, you know, to try to get real Melanie, you know, to get Brady. So... I'm not a big Melanie, so
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah,
her return is ending up at least by May. But I really think they should try to redeem. You know, I know that's what you're saying is correct. Is that they really while we thought they were trying to redeem Teresa, it doesn't look like they are. But I kind of wish they would, at least a little bit. You know, she really could be, I guess I like Jen Lilly overall, and I just wish that there was just a little bit more to her, you know, right now.
A little
know,
more
than
humanity. Yes. And we thought we saw it there for a little bit. And I thought, well, having knowing that she has a baby now, or maybe one, you know, that was going to change her. But now we're still seeing that it hasn't. But, you know, I mean, it still could. You know, maybe it's going to be a slow change to redeem her.
And maybe they'll start to use Eric again. You know, we hardly ever see.
No. They're
Eric.
Just, boy, they're wasting that man. Like more than plausible
yeah.
ways.
Now
he's not even a priest and he's
on
wasting
the wrong women.
What's
yeah,
that,
they have
Anna?
Two of the, I mean, well, and they always waste his gorgeous bare chest on the wrong women.
Yeah.
I just want one shot. That's all I'm asking for, just one.
There you go. You're on your soapbox,
like,
down.
Just move, or I'm just like, move out of the way so I can see his chest unfettered, please. I mean, poor Brady just has such bad luck with love or sex.
Brady
or love
is
or whatever
just, he sure does. He knows how to pick them, doesn't he?
It's a wonder to me anybody would ever agree to go out with Brady or date him or anything, because everything happens to everybody he's with. It's never a good ending, so I don't know. But
I know, but you
I,
know, but, he's like that guy, though, that's so good looking and so hot, but doesn't realize it for some reason and ends up falling for the wrong people constantly. I don't know. Although, I mean, I didn't like how Teresa and Brady were always hopping into bed together and drinking and all that. That was getting really old. I like Jen Lilly. I mean, I like her, but I just, it's kind of funny though, because he just always is drawn to the women that are bad for him. I mean, it's pretty bad when Nicole is actually would be the best person for him, and considering her track record.
It really would. I've always liked Bricole, and it
I think
she and Greg Vaughn, I think, are probably the most wasted characters or actors rather on the show.
Oh, and poor Greg Vaughn. I mean, that guy is so talented, and he's so gorgeous and so just yummy. And they have wasted him. Oh, my gosh, have they wasted him. And they've ruined, I mean, all those month or year and a half that we had to build up to, and then the whole Nicole thing was such a letdown because the way they wrote everything and they ruined it. I mean, they have done him such a disservice. And it's so sad because he's so, so yummy. And adorable and sweet.
I think he is too. And I waited years for them to finally do the Nicole and Eric story.
Eric,
I mean, I think even a triangle between Eric and Brady and Nicole, that would be a good story.
We still have Dr. Dan sniffing around.
Oh my gosh.
And the two of them back and forth and back and forth and back and forth like teenagers. It's like worse than JJ and Paige. I'm just like, really, seriously, you know? And then for him to finally be like, you can call me every name you want to, whatever, just let's go out to dinner. And she's, of course, going after Xander to get information, so she plays it up in front of him like she's dumping Dr. Dan, you know. And I'm just thinking, that was kind of funny, though, because it's usually her groveling for Daniel's approval. So it was kind of good to see the reverse for a minute. But, you know,
it's still not been a really good story. I mean, Nicole has not had a good story in more than a year.
I liked them when they were friends, when she first moved in with him and they were friends, and they kind of had that little thing where they were finally being, like, really normal and honest with each other and, like, the walls were down. I really kind of liked them then, but, it's just so tiring and so boring. And I just get so frustrated. But
it's a waste of talent, because Arianne Zucker is very talented. Greg Vaughn's very talented. Yeah, Greg Vaughn, you know, turned down parts on Days for a long time because he was just afraid that he was going to go on there and then it was going to turn into something that wasn't good, because there have been so many, you know, General Hospital people that have gone over there with a high expectation and then weren't used or were used inappropriately. And that's exactly what's happened.
Yep, and he doesn't seem too thrilled with the story either. I don't see him
well,
out there really promoting.
Well, I don't
really
see how
he should be.
He has a family to raise. And,
you
know, he has a lot of responsibilities in his life. And and he came over there in earnest. And, you know, there's like everybody said, there's plenty of potential with him. And they use him for nothing, or they use him with this, you know, dead-end Serena story, which was silly.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that elephant thing.
Badly written story.
Yeah, that was awful.
And it's still going on. It doesn't end. You know,
I'm just saying, whoever hired her to get those damn diamonds or whatever the heck she's going after, they need to pick better people to do that. If she still hasn't managed to do that by now, for crying out loud.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, Xander, I don't know where that's going, because Xander has them now. So should they be done? He said he had to take an inventory of them, and we haven't heard anything since. That was the last thing.
Yeah,
that stands. And yeah,
that's painful.
What else
are they going to
do?
That story.
I don't think they know. That's the thing. They don't know where.
Well,
they're all gone.
I mean, I think Melissa Archer's gone. They're saying now that Xander is gone. Okay, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the actor's name that played Xander. But you know, I did read something the other day, and I don't know if it was accurate or not, because, of course, it seems like this whole story has been endless with the elephants and the diamonds, and I mean, that whole thing has just been absolutely absurd. But they said that had been on air for 8 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I am serious.
Yeah, forever.
That is a punishment.
They did the same thing with the Jordan character, too. It was awful from the beginning, and it never got any better. And they even tried her with Chad and Rafe. Neither one of them worked. And they finally got rid of her, but it's like that thing dragged on forever, too. And I mean, by the time they actually revealed her big backstory, nobody gave a crap. I mean, ugh.
I think they had changed the backstory. After a while there, I didn't even think they really knew what her backstory was.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
speaking of Rafe, did you see they threw Kate into his orbit a little bit? He was talking to Kate a little bit. Kate and Rafe.
Oh, yeah.
Kate and Rafe. Yeah. So I don't know. Because there's no one for Rafe right now other than, you know.
I know. I would
Kate's
love
the only
to see,
one that
I mean,
like.
I really like the actor. I like James Weston. I really like him a lot. It's just they went really far south when they did the whole Jordan thing. They really kind of screwed him over on the story. And I mean, I still really think it would have really been a good match for Kate. But after that, it's kind of hard to come back from that unless they do some rewriting or something. And so that's kind of frustrating because I'm a Kate fan and I hate seeing them sabotage kind of that story in a way. But I mean, I still like seeing them together, but it's just it took something away when they went there with all that. But there's also still really good chemistry with her and Rafe. And that was like the most popular pairing she hasn't had in a long time. So I'm thinking, I think Rafe's a little bored. I think he needs some action.
I think it's been really
say,
tough.
Right,
a
bored.
it's been tough seeing you know how ugly Brian DiTillo character has really been hurt with that.
I know.
But
I know.
Maybe that's going to end up making a good story. But I think as far as the pop or bluff people. I think the whole crowd needs to go. I mean, I like James Reed a lot. I think he's a great actor, I agree with what you said. I just don't have any interest in Ben, and you know they changed actors with him, and they changed backstories with him yet again. Now he has another name or something. I just think it's just time to let it go. Let them go back to pop or bluff.
It's a shame, but you know.
But maybe that'll give Kate more of a story. I just don't know. I don't know what they're aiming for.
Yeah.
How did Dina write for her? I'm trying to think when Dina
was
there.
Well, the thing is, Dina doesn't appear to be a very big Kate fan, so that's what I'm worried about because Dina wrote well, for
Chasing Bullets. None of us are friends of Dina's either, so.
Dina had Kate running around jealous, chasing after Chloe with the blazing brownies and apples.
Oh,
so
oh I can't
we're
guess
not,
that was awful.
Kate fans are not real happy with this. But
yeah,
I'm hopeful that Josh Griffiths can maybe offset a little bit of that, but, you know, I don't know. Because I can just see, oh, I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen this time around, but I just don't.
Yeah.
I just worry because I just know that she almost destroyed Kate's character the last time around.
That's not good. We've got Chloe coming back for a brief visit, but I just pray that they actually come bring her back as the original Chloe, not this horrendous thing that they made her into those last years. I just wish they would do something to kind of correct that because she really was a very talented and lovely girl and that was a nice character and then it turned into just a mess. And that would be nice. I would be happy with just that correction for as part of the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wish Josh Griffiths every. I'm all positive vibes for Josh because I really think the hope of days is on his shoulders. So
now
I hope he can do it because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Dina. I don't know. Well, like I said, they're not too many of us. You know, I'm certainly not a big Dina fan. But.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, I will give it to Dina. She wrote a really good, she constructed a really good umbrella story with the baby stuff. And I have to admit, because that ended up pulling almost everybody in at some point or another. So I will give her credit for that. But
she did that. I still think Chris Whitefield did a lot of that, but. Anyway.
I don't think he was there then. I don't think.
They brought him on to kind of work on that.
No.
I mean, that's what his whole job had been, like, repairer of Dina's mess. I mean, that was what happened. They brought him on One Life to Live. And then that, that's my recollection, but I may be wrong. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'll give whatever credit is due on that because that was a good story. The problem was, though, remember there was so much tedious dialogue, not the dialogue writer's fault, tedious dialogue to fill the gaps, like Nicole with the rubber baby belly bumper for however many months, and the same conversation she would have over and over and over and over again with Stefano.
Yeah.
Was it Stefano or who? I don't even remember who it was, but whoever was in the mansion at the time. But it was just, I mean, there was such repetitive dialogue that made me want to scream.
It was awful.
But I will say, the story itself lasted about 2 years and was actually really good overall, but it just it's just those in between thing. Oh, but anyway, I don't know. So I guess there's good and bad in a lot of writers. And
I think what a lot of people say, and again, you know, I don't know for sure. You know, I think we just all have opinions at this point. But I think that supposedly she obviously has sold herself quite a few times as a visionary, that she just has a very high level vision of how the story should go. And then she really needed somebody to then bring it along. And I really, like I said, I do defend Chris Whitesell a lot because I think he's had a history on Another World and One Life to Live and a lot of different shows where things have gone south and they brought him in and he was able to salvage some things that were really in the, you know. And so, like I said, that makes me kind of sad, like I said, that, you know, I was not completely, who knows what's been going on this last year. I mean, it's bad for how awful it's been. So, we could repeat this from years ago. We've had several years like this where it's just like, what's happening, why?
It's frustrating because last year, a lot of it was good from about November of the year before till November of this past year. It was actually really good, you know, and I mean they deserve this show, the tie best show or whatever, for the stuff that was happening up to that point. But boy, it's like the wheels fell off the cart, you know, and it wasn't just that certain actors were no longer there or whatever. I mean, the writing wheels just literally fell off the cart, you know, after they left. And so I just,
I didn't feel like Days. I was surprised that Days was tied for, but they show, you know, it was the, they submitted the reel with EJ's death. And so
well,
that was
such good, I thought they had great material between the Nick story and all that, and I even love Kate and Rape, but I think that was the year before. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought they had some really great stuff, and the Cammy stuff, that was really good. It was Kate and Sammy taking over. I mean, I just loved all that. So I actually liked
the majority
of the show.
I wish Blake Barris had been nominated again. I mean, he really deserved the best supporting
actor. Really
did. A shame.
He really did. He really did. I'm glad Freddie won, but, you know, just but anyway, or Freddie won Younger Actor, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And then Dave won Best Set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a, yeah.
Well, they had, there was an article, I think, on Daytime Confidential, and I thought about this, too, when we heard the whole news about that Days and Young and the Restless tied for Best Drama, because when you think about that, there are only four shows, and it was a tie. I don't know. I just just sounded a little bit. But
I defend the show last year, but this year I can't defend it.
It was kind of like
the thing that was interesting that the shows, the stories that both shows submitted, like I said, James Scott's death, or EJ's death, and then the story of that they had with Billy Miller and Michael Muni and the Delia death on. Young and the Restless, all of those stories were with actors that left the show. Those were the ones that won.
I wish Allie had won Best Actress too. She deserved it. And Mara West is great, but you know, she's won it before. You know, it was really nice to see Allie win one. You know,
I
that's
really
like Tony
Mara
Gary.
West really did a great job on General Hospital though.
Yeah,
I was kind of happy with that.
She was.
She's very good, but I don't know. I was really rooting for Allie.
It would be nice to see somebody that hadn't won, just like Tony Geary. He's
yeah.
very good, but he won 8 of them already. And the same year, like Teo was nominated. Teo was great too. So was Tony Geary. But geez, it'd be nice to see somebody different win. You know, that hasn't won one. But
I always had hoped that. And I cannot think of his name right now. But the guy that. The other Dr. Drake on General Hospital.
Jason Thompson.
I feel like I don't know. Last year probably was not his best story, but you know he's been nominated now about 4 or 5 years in a row and never gotten it. And I think he has done some really good work. He did some really good work, you know, when Kimberly left, and I thought it's just that's been kind of that's. That has been kind of sad. I always think he's kind of overlooked.
Well, ladies, want to wrap it up tonight, I guess?
Yep.
Anything else?
I think that's I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I think we covered it pretty well.
Okay.
Hopefully we can get the elephant killed off, story killed off soon.
Well, maybe we'll have to, when it's done, we'll have to celebrate. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate next week.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah. No more elephant. Or they're done.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know how much longer we'll put up with that. So.
I'm about to tweet NBC with the elephant with a gun pointed. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. All righty. Well,
all right. Thanks for calling in, Angela. Carrie left a few minutes ago. She was, you know, she left. She texted me, so she was tired, so she left. So
bye,
she said goodnight.
Oh, and I need to give a shout out to Doc and the Miranda, aka Doc, in the chat room.
Oh,
and
hi,
Doc. Jen's in there. And if Jen's in there, hi to Jen. Huh?
So Jen and Doc were in the chat room. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.